I'm the one that can satisfy you.
Welcome to Knotcast, episode 214.
Hello. This one's called Emailaganza.
Okay.
Because why not?
Sure.
Man, let me tell you. It has been a while since we recorded. 3 weeks? 2 weeks?
Well, period of time. Successfully.
Yeah. So, by the way, I'm Severin. Hi.
Hi, I'm Fuzzwolf.
And I'm Shiva.
And we're together. All together. Yay.
Yay.
So I tried to put the file together from FWA last week when we didn't record.
Mm-hmm.
And the iPod recorder that has failed in the past failed again. Surprise, surprise. So I'm going to have to dig through my files to see if I can't find that backup. But I'm going to have to, like, boot into Windows and load into the proprietary software because it's fucking RCA. Pocket recorder. It's this gimpy, weird lo-fi sound quality, but we'll see what it comes out, and we'll try to put it out there for you, because, you know, Fuzz and I, and then Fuzz and Kyle,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're moderately interesting. You and I just kind of shot the shit and pulled stuff out of our ass for an hour.
Yeah,
but since when has that ever been hard?
Not with how experienced we are at pulling things out of asses.
Oh, yeah. Or putting things in.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Unlike that video we just saw. Holy shit.
That video.
So, Fuzz and I were just kind of waiting for Shiva to show up. So, I was like, dude, I saw this video, right? Holy crap, you're not going to believe this. And it's this picture. It's this video of a twink with, like, a large Chance from Bad Dragon. And it's, you can't really quite tell, it's this very twinky guy, but you can't quite tell at first. So it's like socks and a skirt.
Yes.
Like, yeah. And it's only from, like, the waist, or above the waist down.
Yeah.
Until, you know, partway through where he gets hard and you can see his cock kind of bouncing. And you're just like, oh my god.
You need to watch this without me?
I'll show you later.
He was explaining it to me, and I was like, dude, you got to show me this. You can't just tease me like that. And I'm just imagining the poor straight guy just watching it jerking off, and then he gets to the end, and he just sees the shape of a cock bouncing in the skirt, and I'm just like, no, my body has betrayed me. No.
I've been jerking off to a dude.
It's just a really big clip.
And then he's like, I like traps. conversion complete. The gay agenda take claims another life and another soul. Hail Satan.
That's our gay agenda. I had made this tweet a couple weeks back when everyone changed our Twitter icons to the equality symbol, mm-hmm. for the Supreme Court thing. And I'd said something along the lines of this red symbol symbolizes the blood flowing from heteronormative marriage after gay marriage destroys it, or something like that. It's all part of the gay agenda. It got retweeted like a dozen times.
Nice. I have kept on my Saverin account the Finnegan, and it will stay the Finnegan until I find another cute Finnick or something to put there.
Finnegan?
It's the new Pokemon X and Y.
Okay.
That's the fire starter.
Yeah.
The fire type starter.
As long as
it's the fire starter.
When you said new Pokemon, I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah, because cute little fire Phoenix. Why not?
That's awesome.
Yep.
I love him so much, I want to stuff him in a ball.
Just don't try to. Well, no. So, we have lots and lots of emails to get to tonight.
We do.
Holy shit. We have stuff dating back to February. And y'all have been really good about emailing us and really good about buying dongs. We're really appreciative. So, we're going to try to read a bunch of emails tonight and try to catch up a little bit. We've got a little while. We're gonna record a bunch tonight. Then I've got like a 12-hour mega show tomorrow.
I'm totally going to Kool-Aid man my way into your apartment, like, oh, yeah!
Oh, my God.
In honor of your other show's special anniversary, I'll bring over the Rainbow Dash toy. And you can hold it up on webcam for your co-hosts and all your Justin TV viewers to see.
Yeah, that wouldn't be scandal for the ages at all.
And you could put your mini rider or whatever inside it.
Just stop.
Be like, this is what happens when two toys fuck. But then they get stuck because they're all rubbery. And you're like, ah! You're like King Arthur and shit. You have to pull the fucking cock.
Please stop.
Because I imagine it wouldn't move very well.
No.
Inside each other.
No, you don't put silicone toys together.
But they merge into one.
They can make little fuck toys. No. That's what that bowl of little dicks Bad Dragon gives away.
Oh, right.
That's where they come from.
That's how you make little ones?
That's where you make little ones.
When a mommy dog and a daddy dog really love each other.
I tell you what.
When the horse cock fucks the horse vagina.
I saw some people at FWA wearing them on their badges.
Little dongs?
Yeah. I saw some chick,
uh-huh.
That had like a brace, like...
A necklace,
you'd have a necklace of little like teeth or skulls or something. Like, there's a necklace of little dongs hanging from her.
That's terrifying, lanyard. Because like you know, like guys in the Nam would wear like the necklace of ears and shit. That sort of implies to me that she wants to like cut off a bunch of dicks and wear them around her neck. That's a little fucking scary.
Well, it's okay. It's a furry con. No guy wants to get anywhere near some vagina.
That's not true.
No, completely. It's not. So, emails. Hey, how about we read some?
Okay. And I guess.
I thought I muted my... Oh, well. As long as nobody tries to Skype me while we're doing this. Bloop, bloop.
Okay. So, this involves a visit at the end of March.
Huh. Oh, you done goofed, son.
Let's hope that goes well. Do we just skip that one or?
Let's see.
Oh, actually, yeah, these are the two that I held for Shiva, because there's like the two bottom ones were specifically for Shiva. And you weren't here 1 week, I guess. So and we.
Well, I know I was sick a bunch after Fiesta.
Yeah, and then you were sick 2 weeks, and then we didn't record 1 week. So yeah, all right. Well, let me go ahead and read this, and Saverin can read the next one, and we can go around.
Okie doke.
So, from screen life to real life, let's keep this anonymous this time, shall we? Dear Notcast dudes and Shiva, so I got a friend, a fox, that is making plans to come visit me at the end of March. The problem stems from him liking me more than I like him. See, Fox is very cuddly and such, but he's also made overt sexual advances on me via chat and IMs. Now, he seems like a cute enough guy, and I am rather fond of him. We've played around online, but not as often as he'd like me to. Thing is, while I don't think I'd mind having Fox around and it'd be nice to do stuff with him, he has been hinting and outright proposing sexual or at least intimate things that we do while he visits. This is an issue with the aforementioned levels of likitude, but there's also the fact that I'm one of those sad internet bi-curious virgins. Not sure I'd be cool doing things with a guy, much less him. I say this because a while back there was this flamingly gay dude who came on to me. It was flattering, but I wasn't sure I liked him. Plus it was in a very, very hostile environment to anybody not straight, and this gay dude wanted to jump into bed something awful. So, help? Is it possible that I'd hold Flamer against Fox? How do I enjoy Fox's presence and turn down what will probably be sexual advances if I feel uncomfortable? Sincerely, Anon. P.S. Shiva was singled out because she is a lady and deserves respect. Also, she can make it through this email. I believe in her. She is the ultimate rainbow. Oh, shit. You were probably intended.
You were supposed to read that.
Fuck, that's why I held it for you. Then well, the next one is actually a female question.
Okay.
You fucked up, son. You fucked up now.
Okay, so...
Dealing with someone you might not be that interested in wanting to come and visit you and have prior experiences tainted you against this entire whatever.
Well, hopefully at this point the event has come and gone and it's been all right. Sorry we didn't get to this email on time.
So write back and tell us how it was.
Yeah. When it comes to people like this, you really need to make sure that you lay down the ground rules before they come to visit. Mm-hmm. Because, first of all, when it comes to online relationships brought into the real world, you are not the same person that you are online. And a cute little fox behind the screen might be some, you know, horrifying ham beast on the other end.
It might be Mom-Ra, the ever-living.
Yeah, you know, it could be somebody that you don't expect, especially if you may have not seen too many photos or if they haven't been necessarily truthful. Mm-hmm. So it's really important, first of all, to nail down ground rules. Say, look, we're going to get together and meet. And, you know,
we're not
going to fuck. We will spend time together and hopefully have a good time. And that's fine.
Yeah, I would just, yeah, definitely make sure that he knows that up front so that you don't get any kind of guilting, like, I come all this way and I'm so sad we didn't, yeah. And
yeah, it's like, no, dude, no. You need to make sure that he knows that you have no necessary intentions of fucking him. Because you're just a bicurious dude. There's no guarantee that he'll turn your crank at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and this goes to pretty much any online to real life transition. You know, lay down some ground rules, meet in person in a neutral zone, if at all possible, and, you know, feel each other out. In the metaphorical, not literal sense.
Yes.
Yeah, and don't meet in the forbidden zone.
Yes, that'd be bad. So.
But yeah, when you're coming onto this, you definitely need to be outright saying, dude, sex is most likely not going to happen.
Especially as he says that there's like, this is a very hostile environment where anything not straight is like frowned upon or whatever. Well, mm-hmm. In that case, it's probably not in your best interest to do that.
Yeah.
You know, just saying. Eventually we will drag these people kicking and screaming into the modern world, but in the meantime, they have baseball bats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, just be careful.
So. You want to read?
I'll read this next email. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a female bit email, so this is the only person who can answer is Shiva. Uncooperative female bits. Hey, Notcasters. Long-time listener and first-time writer here, all the way from New Zealand. I'm 19 years old and female, just in case the title wasn't clear enough, and only recently decided to start playing around with toys, more specifically, Bad Dragon toys. I find they look far more appealing than human-looking toys or those straight, featureless ones. I ended up getting myself a small griffin from the adoption sales to mess around with. Anyways, on to the problem. I don't seem to be sensitive down there. At all. I find it almost impossible to get wet and reach orgasm. I've used my fingers previously, but it yielded the same unsatisfying results. With the griffin, I can only seem to get about 3 inches before I hit the back wall. Whether that is linked to the fact I can't get properly aroused, I'm not too sure. I've read mature short stories that give me a nice little throb going down there, but it might only last a few seconds and I don't get anything more than that. I've never had a partner because I identify as asexual and, well, I just don't find people attractive in that way. So it's really up to me to satisfy myself, which is an incredibly difficult task. I've spent up to an hour at times playing with the griffin, using some stimulating gels along with just enough lube, and experimenting with different angles and thrusting speeds, but I just don't get anywhere. And the stimulating gels only create the slightest warmth, but no increase in sensitivity or anything. When I was around 13, I was diagnosed with borderline polycystic ovaries, so I had to take contraceptive pills, and I still take them now. I know one of the side effects is something to do with sex drive, and I wonder if that's to cause my problem. I would stop using them, but I'm not sure if the cysts would return or not. I'm thinking of buying some sort of vibrator to see if that helps at all with my lack of ability to get properly aroused. Do you have any tips, recommendations for anything that might help me with my problem? From Noctua, the Frustrated Magpie.
I actually wrote back to this person in a private email.
Okay, good.
So, but just as a general FYI for people, medications can have a wide variety of effects on sex drive, both for male and female. Depression medications can have a problem, and so can birth control. It can be very It depends on the blend. For me, when I was on it with various ones, sometimes it nulled it down to none, and sometimes it could kick me into overdrive. It really depended on the particular blend I was in. But yes, it can have an effect on you. As far as, and as I told her, if you're not sexually active with a partner, and you are something like polycystic, and that's why you're taking it, not so much because you're sexually active, it shouldn't hurt you to go off for a month or 2 months. It usually takes time for cysts to build up, and they're usually painful, not life-threatening. You'll know when you got them, and usually it's not, you stop taking a pill, and the next day, boom, you know, you've got a cyst. They take time to build up. So if you're on depression medications, obviously you need to talk to a doc about switching or going off them for a bit or what have you, or try a different one to see if that's what's hurting your sex drive. I have been on some of the asexual forums recently, just reading up on some of the different types, and there was a particular one called, I was following a link from that to something called demisexual. I mentioned this on Twitter. And it led me to somebody's blog where basically someone says, look, guys, I thought this is the way I was, but turns out it was just my medication. I went off this medication and suddenly I had sex drive again. Like, whoa. So it's something to be aware of. Mm. But like I said, if you're on depression or other medications, of course, see a doctor. But if you're just on standard birth control and you're not sexually active, you should be okay to let yourself slip a month and see what impacts it has on your body. And then you can always go back on again. Again, if you are sexually active, be aware that this might have other impacts. But again, usually if you're a girl, you can start and stop birth control, with a couple of exceptions to this, without any major hiccups. You know, just pick up after your next cycle, just like you were starting them all over again.
Yeah.
Do you know why she might only be able to get like 3 inches in?
That's an arousal thing. Okay. If you're not very aroused, you're not that stretchy. It can be if you're dry, if you're not wet, and depending on how much lube you have. Plus, as you get aroused, things get a lot more pliable. You can fit a lot more in. It can also take time to kind of stretch things out as you're working. Mm-hmm. So 3 inches, especially if you're pretty inexperienced with having anything inserted, you're dry, you're having problems getting aroused, then yeah, that's to be expected. I mean,
I was just going to pop in and be like, well, you've been taking this birth control since you're 13, and that's when puberty onsets, and that's could probably explain some of it. But definitely see a doctor.
And there's also, since I'm going to imagine that you're probably over 18 plus now, and 13.
I think she said 19.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you've been on it for 6 years. There's been vast changes in the blends of birth control that's out there. What you're on now might not be the best variety out there.
Yeah.
I mean, they've come out with everything from the NuvaRing, which is what I was on when I had a stroke, so I wouldn't recommend that. But I enjoyed it while I had it. Unfortunately, it nearly killed me. So they've come out with different blends of progesterone and estrogen and everything else, different ways to balance. The ones that my mom were on when it first came out was really brutal. They tore up, you know, girls. Yeah, just the side effects were horrific. But they've come light years in making these things better.
They also, when they prescribed it for her, they probably weren't really worried about dulling her sex drive since she was 13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now that she's an adult, she might want to go back to her doctor and be like, hey, so here's the issues I'm having, and, you know, hopefully give you something with different side effects or no side effects.
There's an email to get a follow-up on, you know?
Yeah.
Let us know. Shiva, it's your turn.
I suppose. Let's see.
From the bottom to the top.
Let's see. No reasonable subject line for the question and a tiny patch of update news.
Ooh, hey, look, it's a wall of text just for Shiva.
Hey, guys, sorry to hear you guys are all getting con crud. Probably would have not known if I checked the FA Journal on you guys' page to see if there was a topic. I would assume it's off topic. Anyways, so to start things off, I have one thing to kind of update before my question. So I wrote back into you guys last year about the issue about how to talk to my dad due to him being gay and all the craziness behind that. Well, as of last Thanksgiving, he came out to me when I went to visit him and my grandparents, everyone being both sets of parents he had growing up, biological, and a stepmother that comes into the picture later. And his siblings know, and they are all very supportive of what happened, because of what happened. I won't go into all of the details, whims, that's not me. Yeah. Details, whims, I don't know. That sense that goes in a lot of horrifying information that I didn't expect to hear, going from my family issues and now some child abuse from an uncle of his, a suicide attempt when my dad was 15, and so on. To say at the very least, he figured out that I knew or figured things out years before due to him and his current partner always being together ever since I went to visit him after the divorce, my folks at 12 or 13 years ago. To say the least, I didn't care, but I was glad to know what's going on since he started going into everything else that's happening with his life. Plus, the real reason as to why my dad would not pay for my school from 5th grade to 12th grade, he wouldn't come to my middle school and high school graduations. For what I understand, he felt threatened or worried that because me and my sister were brought up in private Catholic school, me starting in 5th grade until high school graduation, and we'd become judgmental and maybe cruel to a point. He also made a point to let me know all the time my mother tried to sink her claws into him and his partner for child support, which is probably not the lowest point for my mom, since I was the one who faced her lowest point near the end of 2011 and beginning of 2012. Sum that up, Mom is a crazy unhappy bitch who kept me away from my dad's family, making me forget I had a shitload of cousins, uncles, aunts, etc., and went after anyone who had money to support me and my sister. Also, that was due to her kids both having type 1 diabetes.
Huh.
But to bring up that to a happy close, I'm talking with Dad more since I need his help more than Mom, to her thinking, you have food, and you have clothes, and live underneath my roof. You can go out into the world just fine. Which has crippled me to social anxiety and mind impaired attacks since I never interact with anyone. Thankfully, I'm doing better and trying to get out, but her boyfriend is not helping keeping her calm whenever I go out with guys. He kind of makes her have more anxiety that I'll be trapped in a relationship where no isn't an option and being beaten or stoned if there was any type of hysterical prejudice views on any religious group and any of these guys would be in. Okay? I can imagine their worries since I'm a 20-year-old woman and anything could happen. I swear, fear culture in our country. All I can say is that my family can go fuck themselves, even though they care, because it's been really fucking with my head lately every time they sit me down to talk about how the date went and constant safety rule reminders. Sorry to bring up that horrible mess, but it's getting better slowly, like I said before. Now to the fun part of my email. Weird questions. Yay. Or yay. I don't know. Whatever. Well, these past weeks of going out with guys when I can, I've been trying to take things as far as I can go, being blowjobs or eating out or fucking in the backseat of the car. Anything at this point is really, it's not like I mean to rush things, but push what I can do. But to say at the least, I've been noticing that due to a small case of social anxiety, I don't or won't let anyone push my boundaries of what they can have action with. Okay. Which leaves nothing else but blowjobs for my hot guy friend, making out, bitten lips, and a hickey a time or two for me. Maybe it's, of course, me trying to go fast, but I think I'm afraid of having sex. Is it possible the fact that I don't interact with people, that no matter who I like or come in contact with, I'm scared shitless, metaphorically, and I can't drop my pants for even a few moments that have some action? I guess my advice would be helpful, as if I'm just getting into the whole dating field and sex life that awaits me. But I'm just too afraid to make past that line. Otherwise, thanks for any advice or remarks you can make, since I really don't want to start self-diagnosing that this is some mental illness with me blocking or refusing to be touched by anyone in a sexual manner. Thanks if you guys can help out, Blue.
Well, first of all, I think to maybe clarify the email, she's saying that she wishes she could go that way, with the blowjobs and the eating out and all that fun stuff, but she's too socially anxious to do it. This is one of those things that people don't really tell you too much, is that when you go and have sex for the first time,
you will be scared shitless.
It is a very big social boundary that you have to cross. It is the, I am going to do something sexual with another human being. And this is scary. I'm not saying that it always is, but I'm saying that for a lot of people, a lot of people are insecure with their themselves, or have social anxiety, or are nerds, of which most of us all are. It is a very... very intimidating situation to be in. And I know that when, you know, I had sex for the first time, it was kind of frightening. Just, you know, it's like, oh my God, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Oh my God, I'm doing this. Oh God. Oh God.
It's your fault for summoning a demon that has like a massive ridged cock.
Well, we don't want to talk.
Worf's head.
Well, kapla and all that. But, you know, you really have to. If you're going to do this, basically dive in. Now, I'm not saying you should do that too fast with dudes you're dating, and the neurosis of your parents is not going to help.
Yeah.
But I do think that, you know, if you finally feel that you're going to get to that point, you're going to have to just push past that anxiety and, you know, let your partner know that this is, you know, a first time, and it's going to be awkward, and it's going to be weird, and, you know... He may stick his dick in you and come in 5 seconds and you'll both be embarrassed, but it'll be a first time. And nobody's first time is really awesome. Sorry. So, you know, once you get past that barrier, though, it becomes easier. And, you know, then you can move forward and try the various different fun things. So, I mean, it's just a matter of pushing past that particular boundary, even though it's scary.
Yeah, it's scary for everybody that first time. Oh, God, please tell me you're playing safe.
Oh, yeah.
That you've got
wear
condoms.
A condom, kids.
Yes.
Wrap your junk.
Yep. Have the guy wear a condom on his penis, and you put one on your clit. If you smell burning rubber, stop. Apply more lube.
Yes.
Okay.
Next.
All right.
My guts are being... you guys can hear it. I guess...
All I can hear is your computer going, boom, boom, boom.
Sounds like whale song.
Sorry. Oh, no, the whales are going to hear this and try to come to Texas.
No, whales, don't! I want to fucking mind meld with your stomach like Spock and shit. Star Trek 2 or 4 style. Should I stay away? Warning, possible wall of text. Dear professional notcasters, which is misspelled. Hello, I originally wrote this before Furry Fiesta, so I'll assume it just slipped through the cracks. It's been a long time, thankfully, since I've needed to write in, but I find myself wanting of an outside opinion. So here's the deal. I, being a male of the equal opportunity pleasure outlook on things, have recently found myself in a relationship with another male. Now, if you recall the subject line for this email, you might be thinking, oh, he's wondering if this guy's too young or too old or something. But you'd be wrong! So it's a good thing you're all more intelligent than that. Okay? This male, whom we will refer to as John, for all intents and purposes, is within the proper age boundaries. In fact, he's a little older than myself. What I write in about is that he's managed to involve me rather awkwardly in a relationship tangle up worthy of headphones. Things, when we first hooked up, were already kind of complicated, seeing as how John is one of the close friends and also close roommates with my older sister. Me and my sister are on excellent terms with each other. She and John, on the other hand, are not. My sister sees him as a little unstable and frets about him sinking their housing ship almost constantly. John is in the dark about this. Needless to say, I didn't want my sister to know we were fucking at all, much less in the room across the hall from her. So we'd wait until she went to bed, and then the fun would start. Murs and raised eyebrows all around. I had known that before he and I got together, he had been with another man older than I. We'll call him Vincent, who was married.
But shit.
But have no fear. Wonder Dog is here. He was in an open gay relationship, so them playing around was within the rules. But they broke it off due to one or the other being worried about something involving the other that turned out later to be nothing at all. That was like a whole sentence that just went nowhere. But it was fun to read. Here's where the problem begins. We weren't an item. We couldn't be, lest my sister find out. But we liked each other a metric fuck ton, and we fucked literally every night I was there. The last time I stayed over, he didn't flirt, he didn't make any sexual advances, and he seemed to actually avoid me. To attempt to find an answer to this behavioral anomaly, I asked my sister if she had any idea why John was acting different. It was here I learned that he had gotten back together with Vincent. I was understanding at first, but I expect... We do read these verbatim. But I expected him to at least address the change. He didn't. In fact, he basically ignored me for the next night. Sounds kind of douchey. So I beseech the Dotcast, enlighten me as to what the best path is. Do I confront him, asking where I fit now? Do I concede defeat and let him ignore me? What is the best next course? Thanks in advance, with mostly platonic love, Mortimer Panda. And we have some postscripts here. P.S. Fuzz, thanks to a recent movie streaming, I saw the 1996 Doctor Who movie with the Master and Paul McGann. I am proud to announce that McGann has replaced Tennant as my favorite Doctor. I know you've likely said it before, but who is your favorite Doctor? Okay, so I grew up with the Fifth, and you always remember your first Doctor, so I'm kind of partial to the Fifth. But then I also kind of have to be partial to the Seventh, because he's from the same area of Scotland as I am. But then I also really, really love the current Dr. Matt Smith. So it's kind of one of those things where it comes to me, I'm like, I'm a fan of the Doctor as a character, and wow. I have different moods occasionally, but I'm pretty much a fan of all of them. So the PPS is for Saverin. Saverin, how'd the sleep study go, or has it happened yet? I forget when you said it was. Hope the whole sleep apnea thing goes well. I suffer from it too, but my doctor is being a stubborn ass and insisting I'm too young to have it. What the fuck? PPPS, Shiva, how's your upholstery? Must be worn, what with all those limbs flailing on all the time, XD. Colin D, keep up the great work, Notcast. You brighten more days than you might think. Let me fuck with that. You could talk about your sleep
study. It's locked up.
Yeah, that has locked up hard.
Huh.
Little
touchpad.
Sleep study went well. My health has only gotten better since I've gotten my CPAP machine. My sleep apnea was in the top 1% of sufferers, with a whopping 188 instances of sleep apnea an hour. I was breathing about half the time and suffering from hypoxia, and having heart arrhythmias because of it.
Oh.
Well, tachycardia, meaning my heart was just racing because it was too low blood oxygen. My heart was trying to pump harder to compensate. I would wake up feeling like shit. Mm-hmm. But I got my CPAP right before Furry Fiesta, and it kept me alive through the weekend. That's for damn sure. And since then, I've used it every night. I've gotten used to it. And I went back for my follow-up here last week, and according to the CPAP data logger, I am down to having like one apnea event an hour.
That's really good.
So my sleep apnea is pretty much 100% controlled at this point. Yeah, I have to sleep with this goofy ass mask, but I'm not going to complain because I wake up feeling not dead in the morning.
Not dead is. You seem to have had a lot more vim and vigor, I'd say that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Lots more spice.
and lots less just tired and dragging and kind of grumpy,
And I'm not falling asleep in the middle of the afternoon. and not taking naps and being able to drive long distances with Fuzz.
Yeah.
So, it's really weird.
You've done very well. You're very full of spunk.
He is a bottom.
Mecha Fox.
So, hi. Regarding the contents of the email.
Yes.
Your buddy here is being a bit of a cunt. In the bad way.
Buddy?
The guy.
The dude that he was fucking, like, mad with, and then he hooks up with the other dude and drops him like a hot potato.
Yes.
That's kind of...
I know it's been a couple weeks since you wrote this in. I would say you do need to talk to him, and I'm sure you probably have in the meantime, and hopefully that went well. Definitely, when this kind of situation occurs, you need some resolution pretty quick. Mm. You need him to be honest with you about the situation, and then nail down where you are. Because, yes, you like each other quite a bit. You can't be together, but the fucking is good. And then suddenly cold turkey.
No explanation.
No, ma'am.
Nuh-uh.
Mm-mm. That shit ain't good at all.
Right. Triple quadra snap.
Quadra snap, yeah.
V. So, I would definitely say that you need to, not necessarily, like, confront the guy, but you do need to nail him to a wall and get some answers. Once again, not literally nail him to the wall.
But at least, you know, say, hey, what...
That would be bad.
Yeah.
I could at least, you know, hey, dude, you could have told me you got back with Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
Or something, you know, at least give me a little bit of, not just drop me cold turkey, like...
Yeah, bro.
So. All right. So, yeah, I don't know. Either way, he's not handling it correctly.
You know, if he's getting together with somebody who he's cool to get together with and you're not in a situation where you can have a relationship, I mean, that's understandable, but he does owe it to you to be forthright about, you know, what the fuck is going on. Because suddenly, there's no penis. Where is the penis?
I just played a word on Words with Friends for Saverin's amusement.
Oh, boy.
I got heard.
No. Yeah, and you got it on the triple word score too, you cunt. So yeah. Alright, so I guess that would be me next.
Yeah, I think I read that one. It's been so long.
Let's see. I will skip the disclaimer because that ruined the joke. Dearest Notcast, I'm writing as a matter of interest to provide feedback on the product you mentioned last week. I wanted to inform Fuzz that he was in fact right. It is entirely possible to walk around the entire day with his butt plug punching my prostate as I walk. I always take the stairs. I even wore to work, no less. My congregation didn't suspect a thing. I must go now as I'm about to reach orgasm. My sincerest thanks. Redacted. There's your joke email.
Yay.
The next was just a brief thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I think the guy was like, he was going to write more and then never.
Was he all hopped up on goofballs?
Yeah. Well, he just says, I want to say thank you for the advice for a fiesta. I was the one giving rights to people and one calling me shellfish. And then after resolving that issue.
Drop.
So, and there wasn't a follow-up email. Well, you're welcome for the advice.
And this is after revolving that issue.
Okay. So, I'm glad we were able to help, but on to the next one. The Great Cock Conspiracy.
Yeah, there's two versions of the same email. Wow, there's like multiple people that have sent us multiple copies of the same.
All right, okay. So I'm going to
read the one above that. It says read this one, not the other.
There's been a lot of lighthearted joking about people's dick size. I'm not worried about the immature douchebags who do it just as teasing. Rather, I'm curious to why everyone does it. Psychology has taught me that people don't say things for no reason, so it begs the question, why are most guys so self-conscious about the size of their tools? What is average size, exactly? I'm sure there are surveys and stuff, but how do we know it's honest? It's like I often say, sex is great, but if you're in love with the sex, you should get a toy instead of hurting people. From Legion.
So the average cock size is 5.78 inches. And that is from a study that was done a few years ago. And the way they know and that people aren't lying is that the doctors and nurses actually measured.
And what a job.
This was like a study of, I want to say, 2,000 or 3,000 men. And okay. Now, I last read about this quite a while ago, so there could be another study since then. But basically, between 5 3/4 to 6 inches is about average. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and yeah, I don't know. Do we want to address what? It depends what age the people are. I mean, I think, well, I don't know. Guys still sometimes talk like that. Like, I don't really care. I'll freely admit that I'm right on average. But then again, I've never had anybody complain. So it's kind of like one of those things, like, as long as you, it's more about how you use it. You know, you can have a 10-inch cock, and if you don't really know how to...
If you got a 10-inch cock, you're going to have some problems with your partners.
Yeah, I mean, you can have a big dick, and it's like, if you don't really know how to use it properly...
It's like, you are not a horse, and neither is your partner, hopefully.
I think it's the big cock thing has been sold as the thing to be, so that's what people are hung up on. Now, don't get me wrong, large cocks are very, very nice. There's nothing, you know, but you can still be, like these guys say, bad at using it, but... I don't know. It's maybe it's something like if you've got a big dick, you can kind of feel like you can skate by on the quality, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you figure, you'll just hit all the pleasure spots by hammering into them with your massive shaft will fill up fucking inch of space in a person, you know, like they're fucking hollow.
Really, like a sleeve.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone make you my cock sleeve, fucking wave you around like a puppet. You're like a cock puppet.
No. Would that be like a cock muppet?
Instead of a finger puppet, you're a cock puppet. But yeah, it's an interesting psychology thing. And I think because it's like, do women have this with anything? Like, do women... Oops. Yeah, but are women concerned about their breast size?
Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Yes, very, very much.
Okay, so this is not just guys ogling girls, and girls are concerned about their own.
Well, they're concerned about a lot of body images issues, but yes, breast size.
That's true, yeah.
Breast size is definitely is up there as far as things that women are concerned about.
Is it that women want larger boobs because they think larger boobs are more appealing?
Yeah, larger boobs or ones that don't sag or they're not funny shaped or... Mm-hmm. Because right now Western society is very much sold on they look like this and they have to, you know, stand erect and they have to be so round. So if you're a little bit saggy, if you're pointy as opposed to being nicely curved, if you're too small, there's all... different body images.
Right. And for men, it's like, I mean, you know, you think your genitals are like, that's the ultimate, like, symbol of your gender, I guess, in Western society. So if you have a big dick, people think you're more manly, you're more masculine. And if you have a little dick, you know,
considering some of the bottoms I know are supposed to have some really giant dicks.
Oh, I know. I love it. Because, like, half the bottoms I know have, like, these huge tools. And they love wearing panties and stockings and skirts and stuff like that. It's great. So, manliness and dick size are not equated at all. Mm-hmm. You know, I would say if anything, half the time, it's probably, like, body size. Like, I would expect a man that's 7 feet tall to have a longer dick than me, just proportionally. Mm-hmm. It's not always true, because I've known some little guys with
gigantic dicks.
Pretty impressive pieces, too. Yeah. But it really seems to be a real genetic luck of the draw kind of thing, you know? Like, there's no real rhyme or reason behind it, so... I don't know. For me, it doesn't matter. I can accomplish what I want to accomplish with my dick being... perfectly average size, and whether a guy has a big dick or a small dick, it doesn't really matter because usually I'm topping anyway. So it might be fun to play with or something. Like, I think little dicks are cute, big dicks are fun to play with. I'm oral, so, you know, I'll enjoy sucking on a cock, whatever size it is. Actually, we had this discussion on Twitter the other day, and somebody pointed out that they actually like smaller dicks, because somebody with, like, a 4 or 5 inch cock, they could get the whole thing in their mouth.
Yep.
When they're, because they really liked giving head. And I was like, you know, that's a really good point, you know? So there are people that are attracted to big dicks, attracted to small dicks. There are people that don't care. So it's nothing that I would get. It took me a long time to not be hung up about, because it's so ingrained in you from grade school.
Now, I will say there is such a thing as a minimum size. And I know people hate to say this, but at least for a girl, I don't know about a guy and if you bought him and. Because, you know, butts are slightly different than vaginas.
Yeah.
At least for a girl with a guy, I had, my second boyfriend was of Asian descent, and he was very, very small. Mm-hmm. He was about 3 inches.
Wow. Three,
maybe 3.5 mm-hmm. when fully hard, mm-hmm. and really not very thick around.
Mm-hmm.
So he was very small, and I could barely feel him. And, I mean, it was great to give him oral, like the person on Twitter says. It was mm-hmm. it was really nice, really pleasant to be able to give oral because, like they said, it fit all in your mouth, you didn't choke on it, and you could really comfortably handle it. Mm-hmm. But as far as vaginal sex, that was a little bit, it was a little lacking.
That's unfortunate. So,
there is a minimum size. I hate to say it. So.
Yeah. Then I've heard about other guys that are like, they might be kind of short, but mm-hmm. they're beer can thick.
Yeah. Well, so. See, I could see that. If you're short but thick, that's one thing. It's when you're short but still thin. Now, if you're bottoming to that, it might actually be just fine because, like I said, it's,
yeah,
you know, anal's a little bit different, especially if you can't stretch really well. That well, might be fine for receiving that.
Basically, what stat I read for guys, it's kind of like, you know, your doctor could test your prostate by sticking his finger in your ass.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as your cock is like as long as your middle finger,
mm-hmm.
you should be able to hit somebody's prostate with it.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know how long my middle finger
You're
is.
You're flipping me off.
I know I'm flipping you off. I apologize. But that's not like 3 inches, right? I mean.
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
So
yeah, penises.
You don't need to have that horse cock that was in that
twink's toy ass.
That was in that twink's
I just
ass.
Kind of wonder. It's like, at what point
is
does that guy just?
Is making that noise?
Yes, my guts are being disagreeable. I think that the
you're angry.
Yes, well, it. I had the like spicy or like pepper melt chicken sandwich at Whataburger.
I thought you weren't going to do that.
I didn't get the jalapeno one. I got the chicken one that you got. But I had the cheese and the peppers on it and shit.
Oh.
And the peppers are like, holy crap, what the fuck you
yeah,
ate?
Yeah, that's why I don't get the peppers on them.
Oh, man. I'm fucking sorry.
Because it's delicious without the peppers and shit. Oh, girl, let me tell you.
Oh, girl, let me talk about that chickens.
Mm-mm.
All right, where the fuck were we?
I don't know why. We just all went all...
All right, so...
Derpy.
Girlfriend, get my make, get my herp herd.
Derp and muffins, right. So, my turn or your turn or whose turn?
Shiva read that one, didn't
so, yes. Fuzz, talk about this next one.
Help with relationship and trust issues. Hello, Notcast. I have been with my boyfriend. Blep. What the fuck happened to my mouth there? Sorry, I was thinking about sucking cock.
It tripped and fell over itself.
I have been with my boyfriend for about 3 months, and recently we decided to have an open relationship. This was fine and dandy. He really didn't do much. But today he told me he was flirting with a friend while he was pawing off, and at first I was okay with it. I was a little jealous, but quickly got over that. But a little later on, I started to have my trust issues from my first relationship come back and making me think, what if he likes this other guy more or leaves me? And I just wasn't sure what to do. I enjoyed the freedom of an open relationship, but it has me feeling like a crap boyfriend. Any tips or anything on what to do? Aiko.
Well, it's one of those things that if you have trust issues, open relationships might not be for you.
And you're going to need to talk to him.
I mean, you've only been with him 3 months. It's not like you have an established long-term relationship.
Yeah, I mean, it is at least longer than 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, it's like the I've met my soulmate and we're gonna move. We meet together. We met a week ago.
Open relationships and poly relationships are both like second or third gear. Yeah, third gear or advanced black belt of relationships. You have to be fairly well established, know and trust your partner, and then go slow to see exactly how people are feeling about it. It's not usually open the door and let people go and fuck whoever they want. It's you have forays and then see how the other person's handling it. And if they're not handling it, you slow down. There's a lot of talking involved. There's a lot of going back and forth and saying, hey, I'm not cool with this. And then working on why you're not cool with it. And then addressing the reasons. Like, I don't know. Best thing I can say is that I've had some of my mates where their partners were exes from a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And those partners tend to be a little bit weird for me because this is them getting back with an ex-mate. Right. And, you know, what if something kindles up? What if, you know, that suddenly sparks fly and... Mm-hmm. You know, so those type of situations, I usually have to have circle back, you know, go, you know, I need some reassurance. And this is me who has been in poly and open relationships for a very long time. And even I still have my trouble spots. So, yeah, being with someone for 3 months and then opening the doors for open relationship, that's go carefully, talk.
Yeah.
Explain your feelings.
That seems a little fast to me, especially if you're near each other IRL, then you should be spending more time together. But you know, your bed's made now. You've decided to open it up and
You could always go back.
You could if it's not like a major deal to him, which it might not be. But I'll say, I'll say this. In the early days of my open relationship, like, I was utilizing it, and Tieran was a little jealous at first, and then he got over it, and everything was cool. And then when he eventually did something, I felt jealous. And I had been fucking for quite a while at that point. So I recognized that it was totally hypocritical, and I felt like a shit boyfriend at the time. But, you know, human emotions don't make any sense at all. So you can't control that. All you can do is acknowledge that you're kind of being a shit and try not to act on that. I mean, we talked about it, but it's not like I said he had to lock his cock up in a cage and not do anything just because I was jealous. You know, we maintained that constant communication. We talked a lot, and I just kind of got over it given time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it just takes time. Can you tie the stem?
No, I'm not that.
No.
Not that talented. But, sorry, Shiva had a cherry, and she popped it.
Yeah, well, I had a Cherry Zero from Sonics, and occasionally the one bias will remember to put the cherries in, and most of the time they forget. Either way, it's like a treasure hunt at the bottom of the glass.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to it, I mean, you're going to have triggers, and it won't always be fair. At least it won't be, like you said, you get jealous when you really shouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, like, sometimes I'll get jealous of people Sarah's playing with, and that's not fair to me because I've got Siam. I mean, I really have.
God, girl, how much dick do you need?
All of it.
I need some vagina to offset it, really. But, you
needs
know,
all the dick.
But it comes down to, and it's an, it comes down to, it's an insecurity thing. It has jealousy mostly comes to bear when you're scared of losing something you have.
Yeah,
it's a fear and insecurity, and that's the root of most episodes.
Yeah. And this was early in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you and Sarah have not been together terribly long. No. I mean, I know it's been like a year, but it does make sense that you would now if you guys are together for like 10 fucking years, then you probably will care less.
Yeah, but it's starting to not quite be so new and shiny, but the first year of a relationship, it's usually pretty intense.
Yeah.
So, but you know, openness is one thing he really wanted, and I have no problem with it. For the most part, I've had no problems with his partners. Mm-hmm. It's just occasionally there will be a twinge, and I've got to kind of sit back, tell him, whoa, that one set me off. I need to kind of figure out why and what it was that I'm scared of, and if he can reassure it, then usually we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to take a break and stop and save?
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. Let's see what the next email has.
It's a funny one. Let's do this funny one and then we'll.
Yeah. All
right. Well, I read that one.
Your turn.
Yeah. Savin Storm. So, this one's titled Deal Breakers. Dear Knockcasters, my boyfriend and I have a wonderful relationship. In less than 2 months' time, we're taking a big week-long trip down to London. We're going to hit the sights, eat some awesome food, and see a couple of West End shows. It's going to be the gayest gay fest that ever gay-gaily. At least, I thought so. Today we were talking, I discovered something that made me cold to my core. One of those relationship deal-breakers that you know will change everything. My boyfriend. The man I love. Likes mustard. On hot dogs instead of ketchup.
I like
mustard. You need to insert a Wilhelm scream.
What am I supposed to do? Can we possibly survive this massive rift in our relationship? Should I not have hacked up his body into little pieces and marinated in tomato sauce? How do I mine for fish? What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow, Asian variety? Your highly serious and not at all comical answer would be greatly appreciated. Ever enthusiastic, Jeeves the Roo, Scotland. P.S. My boyfriend listens to this too. I love you, Tyga. Smiley face.
Furry smiley face.
Yes, colon 3.
Didn't Jeeves leave us a voice?
Yes, he did.
He's got an awesome voice.
I'm afraid that mustard is one of the most vile things humanity has ever just come up with.
What's wrong with you?
But sometimes it's okay for one's partner to be wrong. you love them and you look past it, but you must know in your heart that they will always be wrong.
What the hell?
I prefer ketchup, but I will have both.
Mustard is vile.
I don't like mustard as much as ketchup.
I don't like it at all. But
I love it.
Remember, this is all super serious and mega professional. So
right, as because long as it's not fucking mayonnaise.
Super professional.
Because mayonnaise. Would
oh,
be nasty.
Mayonnaise! God, that's called like you know. Maybe call up a Homeland Security for that one.
On a hot dog?
Wouldn't that be horrible?
No. Oh.
All right. So, on that note, we are going
good
to take
night.
No.
I was going to say that. On that note.
We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to stop and save over there at my computer. And I have an item picked out for Adam and Eve.
Oh, you do? So I can stop, like, being productive.
Yes.
Okay.
It's
cock sleeve. All right. Now that we've stopped and saved, a very important step in any podcast young life, we need to talk about our sponsor, AdamandEve.com. Yes, AdamandEve.com for all of your fantastic fun sex toy needs. And this week's item is the Crystal Clear Tickler Stroker. It is a brand new item to AdamandEve.com. It is a crystal jelly cock sleeve / stroker. It's all knobbly bits and stuff. Looks pretty cool. It is a whole $29.95. It is 5.5 inch long, 2 inches wide and stretched. Soft and supple love tunnel. Feels like the real thing. Raised ridges and nubs inside.
What?
Feels like the real thing. Raised ridges and nubs inside. You know what? I've fucked a couple women. There's no nubs. Or ridges.
Or trolls. Or gears.
Or teeth.
There's little human teeth down there.
Oh, no. So, anyways, sounds like a pretty cool new toy.
If not.
And it's also clear, so you can look at your own cock while you're stroking it. It is, like I said, $29.95 with an Adam and Eve 100% guarantee. So, if it devours your cock or something, and you can get it replaced.
Wait to get your cock replaced.
No, the toy.
They don't guarantee
your
cock.
If you use our coupon code,
not
that's KNOT, you save 50% off one item, get free shipping, and if you spend past a certain threshold of like $20 after all the discounts, you get a bonus DVD and a mystery gift. But even, you know, just this by itself, it's $15, you can get free shipping in the continental U.S. So get your stroke on with a crystal clear tickler stroker from adamandeve.com. And remember, every purchase through the store helps us out. We really do appreciate it. We're actually making a little money doing our show. Huzzah!
Yay!
don't be all enthusiastic at once, guys.
Sorry.
So, I read the last email, Shiva.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep. Well, I go back to looking at my pornography.
Dun, dun, dun.
I just found a link and I'm horrified.
What?
Back. Back. Safari can't back fast enough. Oh, god damn it. Oh, look. Gay horses. Cool.
What the fuck are you doing?
Nothing. I'm browsing.
What are you browsing?
Okay.
Oh, I think I know what you're looking at.
So, okay, here's one. Subject is hello.
Are you looking at this?
So, here's this is a first time. Hello, my mate basically had a nerdgasm every time he brings up your voice show, so I thought I might give it a listen. I started out with your first couple of episodes on iTunes and thought, hey, these guys are pretty cool. And I got to your recent episode 213, and you guys started doing your Irish stereotypes. As an Irish immigrant, I found these really funny and will be listening to all of your episodes. For my mate's birthday, I would like to take him out to a fur con, but I've never been to one, so I don't know which one to go to. Well, I will also be proposing to him at said fur con, so if you guys could help me out, please do so. Thanks a bunch. Your new fan, Ran the Bat.
Okay, well, let's...
First of all, where
back
you
out
are
of the porn
might help.
And see where we're at.
And about what your time frame is. If you can give us those two facts, well, we might be able to.
Yeah, we know where you're from, but we don't know where you're going.
Oh. Wait. Oh, Spanish. Sorry, my brain is just too addled. Quesadillas.
Yeah,
mate.
I was doing Scottish. I went back to my fucking native land.
So
there.
I'm assuming you're somewhere in the United States.
Yeah.
Which is actually fairly large, in case you didn't know.
Oh, it's all so big. Oh, my wee island can fit in this one wee state.
Well, let's see. So, left this year, there's Anthrocon. there's Anthrocon, which is in July. It's the biggest and the busiest and the craziest of the fur cons.
The craziest?
I wouldn't say the craziest, but there's lots of shenanigans that are get afoot. let's just say.
Are you trying to throw in as much Irish?
No. There's MFM, which is in Memphis. Well, actually, it's technically in northern Mississippi. It's a fairly small con. You would have lots of time to spend together. Because there's not a lot to do with the con. there's Midwest Fur Fest, which is in November, which is in Chicago. There is Rainforest, which is in Seattle.
Is that September?
Yes, it is.
Really? Okay. So, I mean, there's several cons left in the year. There's OklaCon in Oklahoma, which is really fun. Very small, outdoorsy, very relaxing convention.
There's Furfright.
Furfright, which is in Connecticut?
Yeah, yes. That's Halloween weekend.
Yeah. Windsor Lock, Connecticut.
Okay. So, I mean, there's a large number of conventions between now and the end of the year. And
I like this picture.
Yeah.
It's human twi with a bit in her mouth getting fucked. It's pretty hot. Because she's wearing a little schoolgirl shirt. A little skirt. It's
just... My mind's derailed.
You derailed his thoughts with twi porn.
Human.
I'm sorry, were you trying to think of something?
Have a vagina.
Oh, God, cartoon horse vagina. What is this? Unacceptable. Shit, where was I? Just kind of pick the one closest to you and make the trek, or if you have the money and you'd like to go to the mecca of furry cons, go to Anthrocon.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Furry Fiesta.
Well, we're not left. We're next year.
I know.
Yeah, you should totally come to Furry Fiesta if you have the opportunity, because we put in a lot of hard work in that thing, and it's that's our baby right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right near 1,500 people last year. We're finally moving on to a little bit bigger space. So it'll be a little bit less less crushed, but it'll be a new hotel. But at least it's a fairly... The convention space is split up fairly evenly, and it's not like... across five floors. You have to take elevators up and down and shit. No, none of that.
Hey, we have escalators.
Yeah, there's escalators, which probably won't break. I hope.
Oh, God, stairs.
Oh, no. Oh, God, 911, help. I'm trapped on the escalator that's not working. It's okay. There's stairs. So... Pick a con that's closest to you and go.
Or else give us more information. And
well,
we can
one resource you can go to is go to Wikifer and look for the list of conventions by date. And there is actually a Google map out there that has every con in the world listed and its date. So you can kind of figure out what's near you and when it is. So go to that.
Every con in the world.
Which is like 50 of them. But they all, they scale from sizes like, you know, 50 to 5,500, 6,300. So.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Next one.
Is that me or you?
That'd be Shiva.
I just read that one.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, fine then. Okay, I will read this one.
This is so long.
Oh, God. Mexican in Atlanta. Guys, seriously. Jalapeno Charlie's is the last place in Atlanta to go for Mexican. There's actually some great Mexican Tex-Mex around there. The one place that is great in downtown Atlanta proper is Mama Ninfa's. Great food, friendly people. Now I wish I was in Atlanta. Loving the show. Keep stuffing. Gearlock.
Do you want to do the follow-up? It's a bit one about bad dogs, so.
Yeah. Right. Jalapeno Charlie's, we learned our lesson. That place has so many bad Yelp reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hearing, like, some feedback or something?
Hold on. Yeah, there was a humming.
I thought it was the air conditioner.
No. Is it outside your headphones?
Yeah, it's an actual buzzing.
Sounds like someone's phone is on vibrate. Oh, it's my phone. What the fuck is it doing? Are you fucking serious? Okay, so let's go back to recording.
Sorry.
So my phone has occasionally... Actually, I usually put it on silent, but it's on Wi-Fi. Occasionally, its vibrate function will, like, get stuck... and it will just keep vibrating.
So your phone switched on dildo mode.
It was letting me know that...
I had played a word.
That you and my sister have both played words back to me, words with friends. And it just sat there going... until I picked it up. It does that with Facebook messages sometimes,
too. So like a lawnmower on crack, like...
yeah, it's just... Sometimes it comes in handy. Slip my phone down south.
See, now if that was me, I would believe that more.
What, you think guys can't use a vibrator?
Oh, no, I just think it works better for me.
It works pretty good on guy parts. They're fun. Actually, we had an email about that a while back.
Yeah, my phone's gotten broken. So, you see how it's all nice and locked? If you push right here, it goes buzz.
Oh.
Buzz. Buzz. Yeah, the screen, for whatever reason, if you put pressure on it, the whole thing buzzes. There's like a short in it.
That would make playing games that are really precise kind of difficult.
Yeah.
Okay, so Gearlock also had a question about Bad Dog Books. So, a furry ebook site that's adult-friendly. Any chance you could also do furry audiobooks? I've been thinking of trying to narrate for an audiobook. Talking dirty for a few hours might be fun. So, yeah, we're totally going to do... have some audiobook downloads on the website as well. And that's something I've spoken to a couple of folks about that have been interested in doing it. So, yeah, we will we'll have some of that, too. We'll probably gradually add more and more features to the site as time goes on. But
yep.
Yep, totally doing that.
All right. So, there you go.
I read those, so your turn.
Yep, my turn. No subject. Oh, no. How will I know what we're talking about?
We're not good enough for a subject.
Keo mentioned furry dances last episode, and it brought to mind a problem I've always had, but it only really become relevant within the past year or so. I can't dance. Well, it's more like I won't dance. I don't know how to dance and not look like an idiot, and I'm not that kind of guy who already feels uncomfortable like everyone's judging me in social circles. I'm that kind of guy who already feels uncomfortable. Okay. Even if I know intellectually that they're not. I enjoy listening to music and have a decent sense of rhythm, but I just have no idea how to put it all together and not make a fool of myself on the floor. Lately, this has kind of ruined things for me, since the only gay bar in my area blasts dance music at top volume, so you can either dance or try and hold a shouted conversation. What can I do to gain the confidence to actually be able to dance with a hot guy? Thanks, Brent. Huh. I would say you could maybe take a modern dance class? I don't know.
If nothing else, it'll give you more control over your body. I mean, there's
It's one of those things that, if you're really self-conscious, dancing in front of people and not feeling like an idiot, it's really hard to do. I know I can't do it. I mean,
if you go to a beginner's dance class, everybody in the room is going to suck. So
yeah, I mean, and it doesn't have together. To be like modern booty dancing or anything like that, but. You know, maybe that's something worthwhile you can check out, you know. Couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
There's also just throw caution to the wind and just occasionally just give no fucks.
Yeah. You know? But that's pretty hard to do sometimes.
It is, yeah.
So, that's about the only thing I can think of is take a class or, you know, give no fucks.
Mm-hmm.
Or do something that helps improve physical coordination. So, quick one. Webcomics and routines. Hi. I have a terrible, terrible problem. It's awful, and I wish I could... And I wish it on no fur. It's like an agony... It's an agony unlike no other. Just kidding. I caught up on all my webcomics. I read Two Kinds, Original Life... He finished Better Days, Slightly Damned, Peter's the Wolf, Firthia High, Sandra and Wolf, Havoc Inc. Got any suggestions? Now for the routines problem, I've been trying to get out into a workout routine. He's the upper end of 5 feet, 170 pounds. I'm not really fat, just trying to build a little muscle, but every time I get started on exercise routine, universe conspires against me and it rains, I skip a day and it's bye-bye routine. Advice? Also, I have this weird thing where I love running, but my asthma tries to kill me when I do. But I love running. Why? Making Brer Fox look for his food elsewhere. Legion Bunny. P.S. Do bunnies make noises at all? Yes.
They scream.
They can also growl. I've been growled at by a bunny.
Huh.
And they'll snarl, too. My ex-husband's mother used to raise rabbits. And
I'm just thinking aggressive bunnies.
They do.
How terrifying.
Well, like I said, my ex-husband's mother used to raise rabbits. She had almost 100 of them. And the does are not very nice when they've got a litter. They can be extremely protective and really ornery. And yes, they will growl and snarl and bite. And, of course, there's the ever-infamous rabbit scream. So, but yes.
Mm. Yeah, I forgot about the rabbit screams and Watership Down.
Yeah, I didn't know bunnies growled down, until
you know,
I did get growled
for the
at.
Kids.
I was like, what the hell? Okay. And I was told that, yeah, that one's not very nice. Okay, I'm not putting my fingers anywhere near that one. So
I nearly played bees and then realized I could play beers.
So, webcomics that are slightly furry. Yes, I already mentioned.
Wow.
You got Two Kinds, Better Days.
I'm not a good person.
There's always...
Do you have, like,
Katana?
And he doesn't mention any of Tiffany Ross's universe.
Sandra and Wu. House Pets.
What about Rukus's stuff? Red Lantern, Cruelty, Unconditional.
Yeah, they're online.
R-U-K-I-S on for Affinity. Go check out her stuff. If you
have. Oh, wait, he did listen to Sandra and Wu.
Oh, okay.
Sandra and
Wu. But yeah, House Pets is pretty good. Saturday Morning Breakfast Cereal, Manly Comics for Manly Guys, I think it is.
Well, he's looking for furry ones.
Oh, well, I don't read a lot of furry ones.
I was going to say, if you were looking for non-furry, I have a whole list, but not really any furry ones that he hasn't already covered.
Jack?
Yeah, for a few, that feel-good stab of the morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Actually, that might be on here. It was the comic that our guest of honor did.
Shive?
No, from like 2 years ago.
Oh, God.
Was it Corey Bing's comic?
Corey Bing, oh, God. You would, and I read that this morning. Oh.
Do you remember, Savern?
Now I'm going to kick myself until I remember.
Google it.
Because I feel like a derp, because it's one of my favorite characters.
Because Tyr got one of the hard copies of one of the books. Like, he kick-started her, her print run thing or something.
I feel
like
such a fucking idiot because that's one of my
Skin Deep.
Skin Deep is pretty fucking awesome. She does really good stuff.
Yep.
I mean, I don't think it's specifically a furry comic, but no, it's
one of those things where she wasn't in the fandom and then she started drawing furry stuff, so. And realized, oh, hey, there's other people that like this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because this shit is good.
Okay.
Yo. All right. Moving on to the next email.
Okay.
Follow up email. Dear Casters of the Knot, this one's from last week, so we're getting caught up. Yay. Thank you for reading my email last week. Everything you said was extremely helpful, and some of it I hadn't realized I was doing. Boy, did I faceball hard. But what I'm really here is for an update. A day or two before the most recent episode was released, I figured out my sexuality. Afterwards, I came out to my friends as gay. Being the awesome people they are, and furries, they were completely supportive. Also, I've started getting to know, insert name here, a little better, and I'm trying to move this relationship out of the friend zone. Any helpful ideas on how to do so without scaring him off? Garland Otter. Then there's no name. The now more famous Garland Otter.
Is his name, because you're assuming it's the city.
But yeah, that's true.
Could be Garland Otter.
Oh, that's true.
Because I first read that too. We have a town called Garland.
Yeah, it's sort of.
It's east. A shithole.
Yeah, it's like South Arlington, Middle Arlington.
It's nowhere near Arlington.
No, I'm saying it's like.
Oh, okay.
They're shitholes. South Arlington's pretty nice. North Arlington's kind of shit.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's the area
all
just
of an armpit.
No, not all of it. There's some decent parts.
Mm-hmm.
The place I grew up got took over by Asian gangs, though. So.
Yeah, I remember when I first met you. Shortly after I'd first met you, you posted to your live journal about how your parents' truck got two bullet holes in it. Like that night.
That was living on where they live now.
Like that was over in Fort Worth, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's Mexican gangs over there.
I just remember I'd not known you very long, and your parents' truck ended up being shot at.
And it was actually my van.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I never saw your van when you owned it.
Yeah, it was a 1994 GMC Econoline 150 conversion van.
Oh, nice.
It was the total, like, the back seat folded down to a sleeper bed. The two center seats rotated to face each other. There was a little table insert you could sit in the middle of the floor. It had a TV hookup.
Dude, that is an awesome shaggin' wagon.
Yeah. And I had people make out in the back of it before, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Needed repairs.
It needed repairs, and then it got shot up, and then it was just like, you know what, fuck it.
Yeah.
I just sold it off.
Oh, man. I'd love to get something like that. You know,
they don't make those anymore.
Hire a driver and be banging in the back on the way to Anthrocon. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, the thing only got 14 miles to gallon.
Fucking paint that shit look like the Mystery Machine. Be awesome. Bring my hookah. Because that totally would not, like, catch fire and blow up the gas tank or something like that.
But, yeah.
But that's the kind of shit you do when you're crazy and fucked up.
So, Shiva has found something vastly amusing.
No, the next email.
Well, so, do you get to read it now?
Why don't you read it?
Oh, shit.
The subject is a lube thing. You've talked a bit about lube recently. I was wondering if you've heard of this one thing you can find on Amazon.
Oh god, yes, I have.
It's the Passion Natural Water-Based Lubricant Gallon. It's a 55-gallon drum of Passion Water-Based Lubricant. The length itself doesn't specify its exact composition, but I looked into it. It's glycerin-free, made with cellulose. It tends to dry out fast, but you get 55 gallons of it. The $1,200 price tag, it's $1,263 with shipping, might sound like a lot, but remember, a gallon is 128 fluid ounces, so this is a 7,000-ounce package. That's 55 ounces of lube per dollar. And when you run out, you can reuse a barrel and include a pump, just like Kyo does with his Swiss Navy bottles. The product is very highly recommended with more than 75-star reviews. And you're reading this too?
Oh, God. Yeah, this is another one of those things where Amazon's users have found the random-ass items and given fantastic reviews.
This one-star one. This is a hazard for cats. This is a hazard. I've already lost two cats in this thing. There should be a warning sticker or something. I assume the cats would float, but they sink like rocks and go in.
There was
and
another
no, it's not what you say. Don't be disgusting. I was trying to create my own cat wrestling league. You know, for sickos.
There was another one-star one that I saw before, and it said, not enough, but still wasn't enough lube.
Excellent veterinary applications. As a fertility specialist for pachyderms, this is exactly what we needed to help rebuild elephant populations all over sub-Saharan Africa. It's not just medications and IVF treatment. Sometimes you need a loudspeaker, a Barry White CD, and a 55-gallon drum of lubes. Drum of lubes.
Let's see, this other one. Well, this is another one-star.
Dog lovers beware.
Well, Passion Natural Water-Based Lubricant certainly outlasts multi-purpose products such as Superlude H3 Direct Food Contract Multi-Purpose Oil 55-Gallon and outperform the falsely advertised Yamalube 2W Watercraft 2-Stroke Oil Drum. My wife points out that Passion Natural is definitely good for a lot more than two strokes. I can confine the remainder of my review to three words, still not enough.
That was what I was saying. Here's another one. Dog lovers beware. One star. Do not put small, medium-sized dogs in this 55-gallon barrel of lubricant. The dogs cannot swim well in the lube and just sink to the bottom. Terrible.
It's one of those, what the hell, guys? Why are you selling this on Amazon?
Well, because if you're
in the studio and doing that kind of thing, you might need 55 gallons of it.
Yeah.
And it comes with a pump, which apparently can be reversed to be a suction.
This is another one star. I bought this 55 gallon of lube and couldn't get the lid off. Ironic, I now have three broken fingers and a very sore wife. Not happy.
Customers who viewed this item also viewed Ninja Grappling Hook. Okay. Yay, more than 75-star reviews. Awesome. Okay. Well, this one was asking for off-air help, so we shouldn't read that.
Oh, here, wait. This one last one-star review. This damn lube ruined my life. I just wanted some good laughs, so I was looking it through the comments, having a great laugh. Before you know it, it was posted all over my Amazon homepage. I got massive amounts of advertisements for lube and condoms, and my girlfriend, sure enough, was on my account wanting to buy something when she came across all these products I've been searching for, And since we haven't had sex, was wondering what I needed these things for. She thought I was lubing up some other hose or something, in her words. And I thought, why would I be using on a gardening tool?
So here's email I'm going to read is actually another one from Rand the Bat, which answers your earlier question of where he is.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Dotcasters. My name is Rand, and I am an Irish fur now living in the large state of Texas, north of Dallas in the small town of Wiley.
He needs to come and, like, spread his accent all over us.
I recently recovered from a bad case of lung cancer and would like to personally thank you guys. As I stated in my last email, I'm a new listener and started to tune into you guys' podcast because my boyfriend loves your show. During the past 7 to 8 months while on treatment, I listened to your first 120 podcasts more or less in a row, and it really helped me pass the time. You guys are amazing people for wanting to help out so many people. I just thought I should let you know. Thanks for all you do, Rand the Bat. P.S. Where are all the bat furs at?
I only know one, and that's Laugh.
Laugh's a bat?
Laugh's a bat.
I was going to say, I only know one, and that's Saffron's alter ego.
Saffron.
Skeet, skeet.
Skeet, skeet, motherfuckers.
Who's also yellow, apparently.
So now we can tell that he definitely should come to Furry Fiesta.
He's a brown flying fox.
Who's a brown flying fox?
Saffron.
Saffron is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was a bat.
He is.
That's what a flying fox is. That's a type of bat.
Oh, all right, whatever.
They have little foxy faces and big ears, and they're very cute.
Oh, I thought it was a different species entirely.
No, it's just a style of bat.
It's considered a bat.
It's a fruit bat.
Okay. Ooh, girl. Right. So, yeah, there's not a lot of bat furs around, though. But bats can be kind of cute. Have you seen, like, the brushy?
Yeah, that's a flying fox.
Yeah. Oh, it's totes adorbs.
Yep.
Brushy?
I'll find the pic.
It's like mushy, but okay. Not. So, well, you guys want to call it a night? Because we're about done here, and there's a couple that we need to take care of off air.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, but yeah, this is what a flying fox looks like.
Can I see which one?
If you just Google flying fox.
Oh, yes.
They are little.
Oh, God. When I lived in Sydney, there's a flock that live in and around the botanical gardens. So you go down by the Opera House, which is down kind of on part of the harbor.
Look at that shit. That's cute as hell.
It is. And the botanical gardens is right, like, right next door. And there's a flock of a couple hundred of them. Usually about sunset, they'll come flying out. So there's huge flocks of just flying foxes. And they're about, like, 3-4 feet across when their wings are spread. They're big foxes.
Mm-hmm.
And they just go flapping out of there.
It's really a flying fox cuddling up to a teddy bear that's been suspended upside down.
So they were really neat to run into over there.
Huh.
Yep. They are pretty cool creatures.
Neat critters. Okay. So shall we
wrap it up? There's lots of photos of these guys. They are pretty big.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, they have huge wingspans.
And they have cute little faces. Oh, my God.
Definitely not the same as insect-eating bats.
Nope.
I don't think they even use sonar quite the same way as insect eaters.
They're fruit bats. Because
they're not they're...
They have massive testicles, holy shit.
They're diurnal. They're daytime active versus, like, nocturnal.
No, shit, look at that. It's a picture of one of the flying foxes hanging upside down with his wings spread.
And balls hanging
out. And balls! Wow. It's like, wow, that's a big bat. And they have big testicles. The more you know.
God, we are an educational show, indeed.
So long as you
too edgy for you.
Testicles.
Yep.
Too educational.
Their classification, they're Ptoporus, bats of the genus Pteropus, belonging to the Megabat suborder, Megashiroptera.
Megabat!
Yeah, that's their classification, is Megabat.
Megabat. I'm going to go home and educate Sarah with that video.
I bet you are.
Mm-hmm.
And by educate, you're going to be like, hey, let's go to Bad Dragon.
I'm going to educate the fuck out of you.
By you, I mean your anus.
Anywho.
So, on that note, we'll be back next week, hopefully in one piece.
Yeah, there's something crazy going on next week.
It's actually...
Did you see this amazing picture?
Whoa. The Pringles and
it's what? An Ouroboros of Pringles.
Oh. Yeah. The caption was, trust me, I'm an architect.
So...
Good night.
And big balls.